Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic hits.
Hi, Niall. I'd love some advice for your listeners. My son is 16 years of age. He's just about to finish TY. Transition year. In school. Throughout the school year, he was encouraged to get work experience placement for every Friday. He ended up helping out in the local shop, mostly working in the stockroom and stacking shelves. To my surprise, he seems to enjoy having the responsibility and getting up and going to work every Friday. His placement is due to finish up in the next few weeks, and the manager has offered him a part-time job for the summer and foreseeable future. I think this is fantastic news, as I think it's great for teenagers to be able to earn their own money, as it teaches them a value for money. And that they have to work for it. Personally, I have no issue with him working weekends when he goes back to school, but my husband disagrees. My husband thinks if we let him keep the job after the summer, that it would affect his studies and cause our son not to do so well as he should, as he's doing his leaving cert. He would rather let him work for the summer and come September have him quit and just give him whatever he would be earning in pocket money so that he can focus on his studies. I think this completely contradicts the lesson that we want to teach him and the value of money. If we give him 150-ish euro a week, what? They want to give him 150 a week? Anyway, roughly the wage he gets for an 8-hour, 2 8-hour shifts, just going to school, he'll never learn the value of money and will lose his work ethic completely, I believe. The husband wants to give him 150 euro pocket money. Jeez, I thought it was only 20 or 30 quid. Myself and my husband are both in very fortunate positions where we could afford to give him that money. But we're only in this position because of how hard we both worked from very young ages. And I want to pass that lesson on to my son. Niall, I'd love to know what your listeners think. Do any of them have children that worked at weekends while they were at school? Am I wrong to let my son work while doing fifth and sixth year? Or will it teach him a valuable lesson about money? Now, Jesus, I didn't know it was 150 quid. I think I'll go and work. Can I be the son of that young of that fella? If he's going to hand out 150 quid, that woman's going to be handing out 150 quid to her son. So she doesn't want her son to continue working in the shop after September. And instead, she wants to give the son the equivalent of what he was earning to give up the job so he can study for his leaving cert. Whereas the husband's saying, now, will you let him work for God? Oh, no, he's saying the opposite. No, it's the husband saying the opposite. He's saying, for God's sake, I don't want to be working there. Where she's quite happy to give the money. She thinks, well, she's quite happy to have him continue working because she thinks it teaches him a good work ethic. Other way around. Husband doesn't want him working. She does. Let me know what you think. Sorry to confuse you. The number's 100. The number's 150 quid. The number's 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. You're right, Ashley. I'm losing my marbles. Robbie, you're an Ireland's classic kid. How are you doing, Robbie?
I'm very warm, though. Thanks for asking.
You're very warm.
It's lovely. It's actually quite nice. It's very heavy.
Do you know what? You're starting to sound like me mother. That's what happens when you get old, Robbie. You start thinking it's warm when it's not actually really that warm at all. It's your body.
I know.
My mother used to always say that. I'd say to me, I'd ring her up and I'd say, nice day today, ma'am. You know, just getting into the summer. A bit of warm weather for a change, you know. And you'd say, nice day today. And she'd go, oh, no, it's very heavy, isn't it? Very close day.
It is. Nice. It's nice, though. Nice.
Okay. Well, anyway, Robbie, so the wife wants to give him 150 quid in September, a week, to stop working. And the husband's saying, the other way around. And the wife is saying, no, it would be good for him to continue working because it teaches him good work ethic.
Yeah, I completely 100% on the mother's side here.
Are you?
Yeah, I don't see absolutely no problem whatsoever. As I was saying to Ruth, you know, you get that little bit of responsibility from working. You've got a work ethic from working, and it's not like you're some college student who comes out of school and all you know what you've learned in a book, you know. But if you're working before that, then you know you're going straight into the work market and you're used to it because you've already done it before. But also gives you that little bit of independence as well and takes you away from study all the time and get your money.
And I think you value your money when you earn it yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're just being given it by, you know, yeah, your father, who doesn't want you working, if you're just being given the money, I mean, I can't believe the father's willing to give him 150 quid, by the way. That's bizarre.
Nice that he can.
You bet,
like, I mean, I remember when I was young in the 80s and working in the pubs, you know, it was great. I had that freedom, that independence, because I had the money in my pocket myself, like, you know.
And what were you, what were you, a lounge boy? Just going out and collecting glass? Boy. Yeah.
I was in Cumann Village. I say hello to Margaret. She's probably listening. She used to work at the pub with me. But, yeah, I used to be a lounge boy in a pub in Cumann Village. It was called Morphy's, and I was there for about 4 or 5 years as a young player, you know.
Can you remember how much you were getting?
Yeah, I think I was doing all right over. You know, I think we was getting about £6 a night or something, or £7 a night. I can't remember what it was.
Would you get a few tips as well, yeah?
Yeah, the customers, like, I knew every one of them. Like, you know what I mean? They were all my neighbours and stuff like that. But, the tips used to be great and all that. But it was the freedom, the independence, and just, you know, having your own money in your own pocket, and where you're going out to work and you feel that bit of responsibility. And, you know, and it gets you into town on a Monday or a Tuesday when you're on your summer holidays, going to spend a few bob and buy yourself. I used to go in and buy myself, say, a pair of shoes and a pair of runners and a jumper or something like that, you know?
By the way, on that note, sorry to go off on a slight tangent, but they've just announced today that they're going to set up there's a new apprenticeship for bar manager. Now, you never had to have an apprenticeship to have it. I'm assuming you get a degree course out of it. So you'll have a degree as a bar manager. Since when do you need a degree to be a bar manager?
I suppose being a bar manager now, with the different types of, you know, food industry and hospitality industry, that's in a lot of the
maybe health, health and safety and all that kind of stuff.
You know, it's not like the bar I worked with in 1986. Yeah. Like, you know,
lots of fellas sitting around drinking pints.
Yeah, but I mean, the bar.
Yeah, I'm looking at the story here. Yeah, I'm looking at the story here. The VFI launched Bar Manager Degree Apprenticeship. The VFI, in partnership with Griffith College, is launching a Bar Manager Degree Apprenticeship for bar staff who wish to take their career in the pub trade to the next level.
Yeah, because I know that the barman used to do the apprenticeship. There always was about a 4-year apprenticeship, I think it was, anyway.
Yeah.
Back in the day. I'm not sure if that's still a thing.
But wasn't there a thing years ago that if you're a good barman, you'll have your own pub in a few years?
Yeah, yeah.
Because we all know why, don't we? Because they're robbing the place. It was kind of common in those days for barmen to be fiddling, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think the thing is with a pub is that if you can't get a liquor license, because there's so many pubs are only allowed to be. So the only way you can get a liquor license is if a pub closes and you want to open another one. It's something like that.
Yeah, it must be. You can buy the license, but you can move the license to anywhere within the parish. Isn't that the way it works?
Yeah, something like that. But you can't open up a pub without having the liquor license, but you won't get a liquor license because...
Unless one is available, yeah.
It's already there, yeah. Something like that, isn't it?
Okay, but it is. But okay, so getting back to this kid anyway. So, I mean, Robbie, how many kids have you got again?
3 girls.
Okay, and how old are they now?
Well, they're all this month, would you believe. They're 14, 15 and 19 this month. So the two younger girls, obviously, are only turning 14 and 15. But the other girl, she would have been that 16, 17 during the pandemic.
Okay, so
there wasn't any part-time jobs for her. But she's out there working now.
Okay, so the 14 and 15-year-old, do you give them pocket money?
We do, yeah, because they're girls and...
Or do you just give them money as they require? By the way, Ashings is shouting in my ear there. Because they're girls. So what do you mean?
Yeah, and they cost a fortune.
Would you, why? If they were lads, would you not give them money?
I would, yeah, but the girls just have a way.
So the pocket money is kind of dished out as they need it. Is that what you're
saying? As they need it, yeah. Yeah, exactly, yeah. Okay. I'm saying that because I've got all girls and they're not cheap, you know what I mean? They really aren't. I can't wait till they get part-time jobs. But the mother here is absolutely 100% correct. Because, I mean, as I said, the point is that the independence, the freedom of having money in your own pocket, getting a good work ethic, and also getting away from the study, because you can't be studying 7 days a week. You'll drive yourself demented. And, you know, it's getting out and it's getting about, and it's seeing the world as well in a different way, because you're earning your own money. You've got money in your pocket and you can go and spend your own money. And
you also learn intersocial skills too, you know, and dealing with people. Okay, well, listen, thank you, Robbie. Okay, Robbie says, let him work, for God's sake. Don't just hand him the money and make it too easy for him. That would be too simple, wouldn't it?
That young fella now, let him work until about 2-3 weeks before the start. Take off the weekends. I'm sure the shop or wherever he works will have no issue with it. And he'll be able to earn, he'll be able to study. Like, what's he going to be studying in September, October, months before the leaving cert? Nothing. He's going to be out with his friends. So let him work.
Yep. There you go. Father doesn't want to let him work. He wants to give him the money. The mother says, no, let him work. It'll be good for him. He's earning 150 quid of the weekend working in a shop, 2 8-hour shifts. It's good money, actually. It's okay, isn't it? for a kid 16 years of age. What is he going to be doing with that? Buying games and runners? Anyway, the mother wants to continue to let him do that because obviously the summer job finishes at the end of the summer. Then the shopkeeper said, I'll keep him on. But the father's saying, no, he should be studying. I don't want him working at the weekends. He should be studying, focused on his studies, relaxing then at the weekend or whatever. I'll give him the money. He doesn't need to be doing that. The mother's saying, ah, yeah, that's going to make it easy for him. He's never going to learn anything from that. What do you think? Who do you agree with here? Them both? Do you agree with the mother or the father? All right, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number is 087-188-0008. I want to just on record now that Aisling has promised to buy me a pair of the AR glasses when they become available. She said she would pay for that. So I just wanted it on record so you all know that Aisling has said that she's going to buy me those AR glasses when they become available. Thanks, Aisling. That's very kind of you. Louise, you're on Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Louise?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Good, Louise. Now, your 17-year-old daughter works and your 15-year-old is looking for a job.
Yeah.
Okay, well, is that the right way to be doing it? Well, it is the right way to be doing it, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, the 15-year-old would actually love a job now. That's what I was saying to Aisling there. He's looking for a job now, but unfortunately, he doesn't turn 16 till October. But nowhere's really recruiting anyone under 16 anyway.
Well, I don't know. Is it illegal to hire somebody under the age of 16? I think it is. But you can't pay tax until you're older. You know what I mean? I suppose you could get a job cutting grasses and, you know, I don't know, delivering papers and locally for cash. You know what I mean?
Those jobs to be wiped up.
Well, Aisling's the same lounge boy, but as far as I know, the law changed. You're not allowed to work in a pub now or licensed premises until you're 18 years of age.
You're not allowed to work behind the bar until you're 18, I think.
Yeah, can you collect the glasses?
I don't think
you can work on a licensed premises.
There's one or two kids on Air Road that are working in the local pub and then the local GAA.
Right. Okay. Well, maybe you can. I thought you had to be 18. Anyway, getting back to the father is essentially saying, you know, I'd rather just give him the money because I want him to focus on his studies rather than him be working and distracted.
Yeah. I am shocked.
You need more money than sense, to be honest with you, if he's going to give him 150 quid a week.
I think so, yeah. And then, because I was listening to you reading it out, and then I was thinking, because she said she was fortunate. And I was like, I don't think they're fortunate. She just sounds like she's worked her arse off.
Yeah. But they can obviously afford to give him the money.
To a little get in on his PlayStation for the... Oh, no, he's been in studying.
To be spending on his PlayStation and runners.
Yeah.
And pizzas.
Oh my God.
I mean, what does the average kid spend 150 at 16? What are they going to spend 150 quid on? PlayStation
Nothing.
Games, pizzas, and runners.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'll be really it, isn't it? So I don't think he'll learn a lesson. I mean, I think if he earns it himself, he might value it a bit more.
Well, I would hope so. I mean, Errol, the seller now, has a job, and I'm taking money off him and I'm getting him clothes because he's very hard on clothes and runners. But he doesn't seem to be learning.
That's a whole other question, by the way. How much do you charge them? So what percentage of the wage? How old is the older fellow, by the way?
17.
Okay. So what percentage of the wage do you take?
Oh, no. You see, I tried that. I did try that. I was like, I'll take 20% of everything you make. But it's a very sporadic little job he has. He's delivering the milk.
Right.
He's very cagey. But he's giving me the money up, and then I'm not getting him any clothes.
I mean, because you do. I mean, I know you feel bad taking money off your own kids.
But you
have to do it because you never teach, because otherwise they think life is free.
Well, come here. Like I was never giving them any pocket money or anything before he got a job.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, he was doing jobs in the house.
Yeah, but hang on. You're saying you never gave him pocket money, but I'm sure if he came to you and said, ma'am, I need money for a game, or I need money for this, that, the other, you gave it to him.
Yeah, but you were even saying there that you were thinking like 20 or 30 quid a week instead of the 150, and I was thinking the same, but I never even handed him 20 or 30 quid.
No.
Never.
See, no, I never did that with my kids either. It was never a case of saying, here's 20 quid to do for
never.
The week. No, you just bought them whatever they needed when they needed it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, stay there for a second. Let me go to Caroline as well. Caroline, you're Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Caroline?
Good, man. Thanks. How are you?
Good. Is it teaching them the wrong lesson to be giving them the money instead of letting them work for it?
Well, look, what about, everything is so result orientated these days and, you know, if the kid has to study, what about just working one day at the weekend and having the other day off to study?
Okay.
That way,
compromise.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So in other words, that the husband and wife come to an agreement because they clearly disagree, where they compromise that he can work one day.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not a bad idea.
Everybody is happy, hopefully.
Well, the kid won't be getting as much money. Well, the father can give him the rest of the money.
Won't be getting as much money, but if look at it, my youngest fellow is doing an apprenticeship at the moment, right? And for his week's work, getting on a dart at 6 o'clock, well, 4 minutes past six in the morning, and finishing at what time and getting home at 4 o'clock, he's getting the sum total of 250 quid a week for that.
Right. Now what's the apprenticeship in, by the way? What's he?
Plumber. Plumbing.
Oh, plumber. Okay. Wow. We need them. Yeah. We need plumbers.
Yeah. We do, but add up his lunches, his bus fares, everything else, you'd be better off sitting at home and getting 150
quid a week. Yeah, it's probably costing you money.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you don't ask him for anything out of it, do you?
No, I don't.
You'd feel bad, would you?
Sure, how could you? What could he get you out of that and have a bit of a life?
Well, I suppose, have a bit of a life. But you're paying for everything else, aren't you? You're paying for his...
I am. But, you know, they do tell me they'll be picking my nursing home, so hopefully I'll get taken.
Yeah, it'd be picking your nursing home. You won't be paying for it, probably. You'd probably get it on the fair deal scheme.
if it's still around.
Absolutely. Caroline, that's a good idea. Compromise, Louise. Thank you very much indeed. Caroline, thank you very much indeed.
Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic.